The 70th anniversary of D-Day is this Friday, June 6th. D-Day was the largest seaborne invasion in history and set the stage for the Allies to drive Germans from France and led to the ultimate defeat of Nazi Germany. The men and women who fought this war are now mostly in their 80s and 90s. The sights, sounds, and stories of World War II are disappearing rapidly. Today, we bring you stories from two men who fought in World War II on opposite sides. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot produced the story of retired Colonel Robert Bryson, a Marine pilot who fought at Guadalcanal in the Pacific.
I decided that I liked flying, and I didn't like hiking and marching and carrying packs. So I looked around and joined the Marine Corps. I didn't even know the Marine Corps had aviators or aviation. In those days, to be an aviator was, oh man, you got to wear leather jackets and let everybody in the bar know you were a flyer and that kind of stuff. We got assigned to what they call an observation unit, and it's a squadron of about 50 pilots. In the war, it was just starting in the Solomon Islands, and went to, from Samoa to Guadalcanal, and which is a place to forget if you can. Weather is bad and hard to fly in and all that. So to make a long story short, over the period of time, I shot down two Japanese jet airplanes. It got pretty hot. That was the only aggressive action the United States had taken to that point. Going from just a land-based pilot that flew out over the ocean and back, I became fighter pilot in a hurry, and that means once in a while you'd get enemy coming in. At that time, we were nothing, and the Japanese were loaded. You take off each day, you didn't know if you were coming back. I lost lots of friends. The war is these groups of squadrons that I belong to and the people that were in them and made them. It was always a kick in the head to be able to go get back and take off your helmet, and first thing you do is reach for a pack of cigarettes, which were free at the time, then start talking, the hands start going, showing all the maneuvers that you went through. But there's also the bad moments. You get back and you're thankful that you did, and it's a thrill, but you're having experiences that the average person will never have.
We now turn to Rudy Franke, who was in the German military during World War II. He now lives in Tucson, Arizona. KVNF's Laura Palmisano used to live next door to Franke and brings us his story.
My name is Rudy Franke. I was born in Germany in 1927 in Kunzendorf, a village of 4,500 people in the eastern part of Germany. That part was given to Poland after the war. When Hitler came in power in 1933, I was 6 years old. I was only 17 years old in 1944 when I got drafted. Just before the 3 months of training were up, they came as for volunteers who have a driver's license to go to driver's school. But we had to have a driver's license. The driver's license I had was for motorcycles only, but they accepted that. At that time, the war was pretty close to the end. We were sent to a driver's school that was in Saxony. It was in an old castle. That's where we learned to drive. After we were from the driving school, we were transferred to Bremen, Germany. Now, Bremen is up on the coast. The problem there was the military flights what came to bomb Germany, they always had to fly over Bremen. And so we had air raids constantly. One night it was really bad. They had civilian homes around there too, and they were all on fire too. We tried to help them a little then. There was one lady, she said to me, "Can you help me? I have upstairs in that room, I have my sewing machine." I said, "I'll try." I went up the stairs and I dropped my helmet. I wouldn't go in without a helmet on. I went back, picked up my helmet, come up, opened the door, and the whole ceiling came down from that roof. If I hadn't dropped the helmet, I would have gone in. That would have been the end of me. They transferred the headquarters to a small town, you know, split it up. And I wound up in Zeven. When we were there in Zeven, Allies came closer and closer. They were bombing everything they could see, you know. At that time, we were thinking already going more east again. Now, the name of the town is Glückstadt. There, we pulled it in the harbor and stayed there and waited for the war to end. We had in 1945, I think it's about May the 8th or May the 9th, Germany signed that the war is to end. Well, we were sitting there in the harbor. The first thing we did, we threw our rifles we had, we threw them in the harbor. We didn't want to have anything to do with it.